by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite the slew of legal challenges brought against him, challenges that Donald Trump says are aimed at damaging his presidential bid, the former president still manages to hit the campaign trail. And today we find him in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's campaign says he will continue to hammer President Biden over his border and crime policies during a trip to the two pivotal Midwestern states that could determine the outcome of the 2024 election. Trump will deliver a speech on what his campaign calls Biden's border bloodbath. I'm Julie Walker.
A gag order against former President Trump has been expanded by the judge presiding over his pending New York criminal trial. Now, Mr. Trump is told he can't talk about court officers' relatives. $175 million bond has been posted by Mr. Trump. It blocks New York State from seizing his assets, pending an appeal of the civil fraud judgment against him. Israel's military promising a thorough and independent investigation of the airstrike. It killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Iran is vowing retaliation for what it claims was an Israeli airstrike. It killed a top Iranian general in Syria. Crews are making progress in debris removal at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a huge section of the fallen Key Bridge has been removed from the water.
The entire operation took 10 hours. And in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
They've also opened a temporary channel for vessels involved in the disaster response. Work is underway to open more channels around the wreckage, the gateway to the port of Baltimore. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. Stocks are down sharply. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word faith to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word faith to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Foreign.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell it better tomorrow. With the Tropicana shutting its doors officially today, you won't have to wait long if you want a piece of that iconic hotel casino. Interested shoppers? You can buy almost anything from theater doors, the room furniture sets, flat screen TVs, other pieces of the resort, international content liquidations, selling items from the nearly 1,800 room hotel and the resort's pool and conference center too. Now you can see what's for sale by taking a video tour on the Liquidators YouTube channel. Tropicana closes today, one day short of its 67th anniversary. The property also has a demolition date, kinda. Valley's corporation officials, owners of that iconic hotel casino, say preliminary plans are to demolish Tropicana this fall, probably sometime in October. Before the demo, weeks of preparation will happen before the hotel casino does come down, followed by weeks of work to clear that property and ready it for the Oakland A's to begin construction on their 33,000-seat Major League Baseball ballpark, which is to be built on 9 of the 35 acres. Whether the demolition is an implosion or not, that's still being talked about. Bally's Corporation has plans to build a new resort next to the ballpark, calling it Bally's Las Vegas when it opens. Meanwhile, the A's are meeting with city officials in Oakland to talk about the team possibly staying in the city past the season when their lease ends. Oakland city officials reportedly proposing a 5-year, $97 million extension of the team's lease with an opt-out after 3 years. Word is the team is interested in a 2-year deal worth $17 million. A good reason for the A's to stay? $67 million a year that they get from NBC Sports California for broadcasting their games. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We have several trouble spots on our Valley freeways right now. We'll start on 95 in the downtown area. That's where it's heaviest right now because of an accident at Las Vegas Boulevard. That's 95 northbound Las Vegas Boulevard. Got that off to the right, but the braking starts back at the Charleston curve because of that one. Still working one on the other side of the interchange. US 95 southbound just past Rancho. It's also on the right shoulder. South end of town, 15 southbound Silverado Ranch. Got two left lanes blocked due to a wreck there, and also one right in the heart of the resort corridor. That's 15 southbound approaching Spring Mountain. Well, weather's going to be nicer than the traffic right now. Light winds, a little bit warmer. Temperatures getting into the mid-70s this afternoon. 55 degrees, though, still right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. It's the entire package, news, weather, traffic, sports. We got it all for you. And we also have Ron Quince on because Ron Quince, months ago, told us on this very radio program he was going to run a campaign unlike any other, that it would defy description. And so it is. Ron Quince is running as a nonpartisan candidate for Congressional District 1, and he joins us now. Ron Q, was that the plan all along to go nonpartisan?
Well, hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, man.
No, it's just like it's a matter of what my campaign team and I have decided as far as looking at the registered voters in Congressional District 1, if you look at the numbers, there's a lot more, I would probably say 24% registered Republican, 33% Democrat, and 40% nonpartisan, and others that actually registered there. And in order for us to beat Dina Titus, we need to focus on the nonpartisan because them too need to have a voice.
Indeed, indeed. What will be different? You obviously will not be appearing on the ballot for the primary on June 11th, May 25th with early voting. So nobody can vote for you on May 25th. Is that right?
That's correct. Actually, as a matter of fact, I just received a letter from Secretary of State, and they're saying that they already approved all the signatures that we have gathered in order for me, it's the petition, in order for me to be in the ballot in this coming election, November 5th.
November 5th.
So I'm very excited about it because now we don't have to worry about primary. We're going to go straight to the general election and campaigning, different, talking to different types of people and get more broader on what their concerns are.
I think that's just great. And this means that you won't have a primary opponent. You'll move right to the general election on November 5th. Is that right?
Right at the general election. So I'm very, very, very excited about it. Right now, we were talking to a lot of people. Of course, I'm doing a lot of interviews for endorsement. I want to give a shout-out to my recent endorsement. I want to shout-out to Veterans in Politics, Armed Forces Chamber, PAC, Nevada Veterans Association, Nevada Democratic Veterans and Family and Military Families Caucus for giving me an endorsement last Saturday. And it was a great interview. They have very, very good questions in regards to what I'm going to do as a congressman with the veterans.
That is a key endorsement. I know we've talked in recent months about why you were running, the motivation you had, the fact that you're doing it for your family and friends. I want to ask you as far as the reason why we need to unseat Dina Titus. Why do we need to retire her and retire her now?
Well, first of all, we need to retire Dina Titus because she's been in Congress for so long and she hasn't done anything for our constituents, and what she's doing, she's just becoming just a rubber stamp for the Democratic Party. That's the difference between myself and the other candidates or the other politician. Even though, you know, some of them are running as Republicans, some of them are running as Democrats, when they get elected, they still have to listen to the Republican and the Democratic leaders. So even though they have some concern on what they want to vote on or what bill they want to pass, they still have to ask permission to the big bosses. In my situations, once I get elected, Kevin, I don't need to ask those guys. I'm going to do my boss are the people in District 1, and whatever they want me to do, that's what I would pass, that's what I would introduce, and that's what I would vote on.
You have been working really, really hard for the nomination in CD1. Now that you're nonpartisan, will your strategy change as far as work ethic, the amount of town halls you'll do, and the amount of doors that you'll knock on, things like that?
Absolutely not, because at the end of the day, I'm still a conservative. And, of course, I mentioned last interview, that if I do get elected or once I get elected, I would caucus with the Republican Party if they will allow me. But, of course, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of conservative Democrats out there that they want to hear someone different. They want to hear someone new, fresh, and, you know, want to get things done. You know, the problem about the seasoned politician, they've been around for so long that they forget about what their constituents needs, and the only thing they do is practically they go to Congress or whatever position they're at, and they listen to their leaders and they follow what they want them to do.
Yeah, that's got to change. I want to ask you, you give a great speech, but you're also a great listener, and I want to ask you what you're hearing. Is the border bloodbath, is that still number one on the list of things that are resonating with voters in CD1?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things they're concerned about is, of course, the border. And when the border comes in, now they're concerned about the economy and, of course, the public safety. What's going on right now, we don't want, and a lot of my constituents, they don't want District 1 to be like the state of New York, that the illegal immigrants can just go there and do whatever they want because those are sanctuary cities. And what they're concerned about is, especially the legal immigrants that come here in the United States, that some of them, they have people that just cross the border and get the special treatment, like a red carpet treatment, but they have families that they petition for a long time, and the petition is not getting processed because of the immigration issue in the border. And I think as a country, we need to focus more on the people that actually trying to get to this country the right way. People that actually, when they come to this country, are going to do something better, make our country great, and make our country forward rather than making our country, you know, backwards and become a shelter for we don't know who we're sheltering.
Again, Ron Quince joining us, better known as Ron Q, is running for Congress in CD1. Congress right now is at a standstill. They're on vacation. They've got 2 weeks off, and we have all these problems. Should Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, call the House of Representatives back into session? There's so many problems that we have, and yet they're taking 2 weeks off.
I think, you know what, as a businessman, if I have a problem and all my employees know that, let's say there's a problem, there's a crisis in the corporation, nobody takes a vacation, nobody takes a day off. We'll just make it up when everything settles down. I think this country need congressmen, need all the House of Representatives to be at the office and, you know, fix things rather than, I don't know, going on vacation. I understand that, you know, family matters, but at this point, once you take on to this job, the country and your constituents is part of your family because you took upon that job. There's no such thing as vacation. If there's a problem, we need to fix it. And like, for example, when I became a congressman, if there's a problem, I'm going to be there because, you know, my family consists not only with five or six people. My family consists now with 730,000 residents that live here in Congressional District 1.
Well, let me...
If there's a problem, I need to be there.
Exactly. Now, as a member of Congress, you're going to be dealing with a lot of different issues. The border... What is it you will propose relative to our border, our southern border? They're calling it now the border bloodbath. What is it we should specifically be doing about that?
Well, first of all, the things that we need to do, and it's coming from an immigrant that actually came here the right way. In order for us to fix the border issue or the immigration issue, first that we need to do is we need to close the border. Close the border for now, okay? Restructure what's going on right now, what we have. Let's focus on the people that's already here, you know, see where they at. And what we need to do, we need to have more like a clear path for citizenship, not forgiving them, but checking them out, see where they at, because we want to know who are the people that comes to this country. If they're good people and they've been working here for, I would probably say, 5 to 10 years, you know, just like a regular citizen, then I would probably say that, you know, maybe we need some kind of like like what Ronald Reagan did before, an amnesty that we need to do. Those people that are bad, we need to get rid of them. We need to deport them, you know. When they're coming into the border, they need to have a very good reason if they're, you know, because we have a lot of and this country is always open with refugees, and we help a lot of people coming here as refugees. We need to vet them, see where they came from. Like, you know, are they doing good and they just want to go to a different country that can get their lives better? Those are the things that we need to do. And we want to make sure that we vetted them. And of course, one of the things that I'm thinking remember the path that when Obama gave out the Dreams Act to those people that came here when they were young and they didn't know about it because their parents brought them, and I believe they gave them a green card. We need to give them a clear path for citizenship because they've been here for so long, and some of them I think is working. And for us doing all that things, this is what's going to happen. They're going to find a job. Now they're going to contribute to Social Security rather than paying under the table. They're going to contribute to Medicare. You know, they're going to get good paying jobs, and now they're going to bring this all back to the economy, and they're going to be part of the citizen, and they're going to be part of the society of the United States, you know, want them to offer. And I think that's one of the things that we need to do.
I want to ask you, because I'm confused every day or so, the position of the Biden administration towards Israel seems to change. One day they're absolutely for a ceasefire. They're almost bordering on supporting Hamas. It is weird. It is weird that every day it seems to change. What should American policy towards Israel be? And, Give me a like, for instance.
You know what? The problem about the Biden administration, they can just do whatever they want. They think that the American people are not smart enough to figure out what they're trying to do. What they want to do is they want to get votes, and that's what they're doing. They want to confuse us with everything. So at the end of the day, We don't see what all the mistakes or crime that they have done. I think, as far as I know, United States always stand with Israel. That there are allies, and we have to stick with our allies. Because if we don't have any allies, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be World War III all over again. And those are the things that we don't want. The problem with the Biden administration is they just keep putting things that are not important. And what they do is, like, when they put that in, it confuses the voters and confuses the citizens of this country. Because what they're trying to do is they're just trying to confuse us. So that's when it comes to election, you know, we don't technically know what they're doing. We just want to know what they just want to tell us what they want us to believe, technically. Like, if, like, for some reason, like the student loan debt, for instance, we know that the president cannot do anything with student loan. It has to be act by Congress. But Biden keeps saying debt free to the student, whatever it may be. But people don't understand how the way that works, because especially the people that lives in my district, there are only 6% of them have a bachelor's and graduate degrees. So most of them are lawyers and doctors, and most of them are actually, like, I would probably say almost 80% are, you know, workers working in the casino. You don't want them to pay the taxes with this, what they call it, doctors or lawyers that owe so much money. They didn't go to school to become a doctor. They went to school to become technician. But why is it that they are responsible to pay a $300 or $500,000 debt that, you know, the doctor or a lawyer that consumed that they can actually afford to pay? So those are the things that we need to educate the people every single day. You know, this is what Biden's saying about Israel, but this is what the United States deal was. We have to stand with Israel.
Okay, I got to ask you in our final minute, what is it that your campaign needs? Again, May 25th is the start of early voting. You're not a part of that. You're going to go right to the general election on November 5th. But what is it your campaign needs?
Well, I just want to say that never stop believing in America, no matter our troubles and turmoil. We can and we will do better. We must be brave. Stop voting for those politicians who care more for their career, power, and who don't improve our lives. I believe in America. I believe in you. You need a candidate that believes in policy over party, because you deserve better. In Nevada, every voice matters. I humbly ask for your vote this coming election, November 5th, 2024. I like the sound of that, November 5th, rather than June.
If you
want to volunteer, yeah, or donate, visit my website, quinsfornevada.com. Follow us on social media. Let's fix things. And thank you.
Thank you so much. We will talk again soon. And again, you're not going to be on the ballot June 11th, but you will be on the ballot on November 5th, and that is exciting.
We'll be in the ballot on November 5th, and it's time to tell, you know, and that's what I'm telling people now. Don't get confused. November 5th, and start voting. You know, start voting for me.
There you go. Ron, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Bye-bye.
There you go. Ron Quince. Candidate for Congress in CD1, a nonpartisan candidate, not affiliated with the Republicans or the Democrats. He is straight down the middle. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We made it through April Fools, but it's no fooling you to say that we're only 7 months away from the actual voting time. We'll talk about that more.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We talked briefly yesterday about the new EPA Environmental Protection Agency standards for trucks, big trucks, over the road trucks, and how it's going to cripple that industry. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, you've watched him before. He was on Fox yesterday talking about these new EPA truck standards and said they simply will not work. Listen to this.
I want your thoughts on the whole concept of pushing these EVs, knowing it's going to rise costs for a lot of items across the country.
Unfortunately, everybody knows this mandate's timing is impossible. We talk about this quite a bit in the sector of the economy where 500 to 500 employees, small businesses that use a lot of transportation services for consumer goods and services. There's no way this is going to work on that schedule. It probably takes 7 to 10 years longer. So the batteries don't exist for this. These trucks that are designed now can't even go past 200 miles. That's not the definition of a long-haul transport. That's a short-haul transport. Won't work. The grid is woefully underserved. There's not enough charging stations. None of this is going to work. And I don't want to be a pessimist on it. It's just not realistic. And so what's going to happen is you see this mandate fall off its targets over the next 36 months. It's going to have to be adjusted. Otherwise, you basically bankrupt where 62% of jobs are created in America. Small business. You can't wipe out small businesses in America with a lofty mandate that doesn't have even the technology to make it happen. We don't have the tech. So let's everybody wake up and smell the lithium batteries for a while. They don't work yet.
Oh, God.